Now, sleep deeper for me, so much deeper. Allow your thoughts to fade a little as you become even more suggestible, as you become even more accepting. I'd like you to think of a time that you were incredibly aroused, so aroused that you'd do anything to come, anything at all. Your mind in such a swirl and your body so hot, buzzing with arousing energies that no hesitation or doubt may possibly exist in your mind, because all that mattered in the moment was pleasure. How you could feel even more of it, how you could increase it beyond bounds. Because you love to feel pleasure. You love to stretch the limits of thrill and experience all the joys that you could capture, that you could pull towards yourself. And when you are so horny and so aroused, hesitations and inhibitions don't exist. They never did, because when you're aroused, there is no doubt. There is only pleasure in that state. It is so very easy to taste cum. It's so very easy to taste your own and somebody else's. With that pleasure coursing through your body, you don't even hesitate for a moment. It comes so naturally to taste cum, because when you do, your pleasure can only increase, always only increase. Your arousal can only ever increase when you taste cum, your own or someone else's. It just happens, sweetie, all on its own. You throb and you tingle for that taste of cum. Even just the thought of tasting cum, of having it in your mouth, sends pleasant vibrations along your body, your core, your mind. Makes you feel a bit foggy, a bit emptier of thought. And it's so very nice. Isn't it? Yes, it is. And it can only get better and better with time. With each time you taste cum in any way. Any cum in any way. And your need to taste cum can simply just be. Whether you're aroused or not. You don't need arousal to feel that joy at the idea of tasting cum anymore. You can just accept that cum makes you feel pleasure, that tasting cum makes you feel excited. And the more you play with it in your mouth, the more exciting it is, isn't it? Yes, sweetie. So very exciting, so very pleasant. Think of how good it feels to taste your own cum and that of another's. Think about how much better you feel with each second that you can taste cum, that you can have it in your mouth and on your tongue and on your lips. Think about the thrill of pleasure you feel when you can so strongly taste cum. Its unique aroma, its unique texture. You want it more and more each time you listen, and each time you have even just a tiny taste, because that first tiny taste is just the beginning. Once you have a little taste, there is no stopping it. After that first taste. You just want to have more and more. You want more to play with it, more to swallow, more to lick. And the more you have, the better you'll feel, the more excited, the more aroused. This will happen in stages, sweetie, over time, and it will happen. Any doubt or hesitation or inhibitions will vanish as if they had never existed. Any hesitation to taste and lick and eat to come will simply disappear. With each listen and each time you taste come, each time you even think about it. Because even the thought of tasting cum makes you want nothing more than to play with it in your mouth until you become so fucking aroused that you won't be able to control yourself. And you want that to happen so very much.